Welcome to Financial Snickens, your bite-sized information for entrepreneurs.
Today, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite things, books. I picked three of my favorite books for last year, and I can't wait to talk to you about them. So I belong to a book club called the Smart Boss Business Group, and we are a group of women, and these are made up of totally amazing women, and we talk about the theories in the books and how we apply them to our lives. So the first book we're going to talk about is absolutely my favorite, and it's Atomic Habits by James Clear. His theory on making small changes that have big results was really applicable to every part of my life. He presents the four laws of behavior change and as a simple set of rules that we can use to build better habits. And they are: make it obvious, make it attractive, make it easy, and make it satisfying. And he also suggests stacking habits to make them more sticky. I had been wanting to start some type of exercise program, and I was learning more things in QuickBooks. And QuickBooks is always changing and they're always updating things. So I wanted to learn more and I really wanted to stay up on some things. And there was some niche marketing things about narrowing your focus down that I wanted to learn more about. So I said, how can I combine these two things? I definitely want to do them. I need to make it obvious, make it attractive, make it easy, make it satisfying. So making it obvious was I put my laptop out and I had already queued up all the videos I wanted to watch. And then make it attractive. For me, I really wanted to learn these things, and easy, my treadmill was right there next to my laptop. So it was all right there. And it was really satisfying to me because I was setting goals for myself of different things I wanted to do. And I was able to do it. And one of the things that he talks a lot about is doing things in small increments. He even says, like, do things for 1 minute. Like, just get your sneakers on and that's all you have to do. And then the next time, get your sneakers on and go for a 2 minute walk. So there's all kinds of things that you just keep building and building and building. And so I did. I started with short videos and a short time on the treadmill. And then I gradually increased my time. And I was thrilled because I started a habit that has gone on continuously. And I've been able to exercise and continue learning, which is kind of one of my favorite things to do. So I know, like, you know, he actually, another thing that he really brings up, and I love it, is he goes away from the norm of setting goals and he focuses on creating systems and who you want to be. And we're always setting goals for ourselves. And we kind of haven't really stopped that. But what I've started doing is implementing a system that helps me achieve those goals. And it's pretty kick-ass. So the second book that I thought was really powerful and made a big difference was The Power of What You Don't Know by Adam Grant. Adam Grant has a really interesting way of looking at situations and providing alternative views for you to consider. Using humility and skill, like a scientist, he points out that we typically have three mindsets. He says, as we think and we talk, we often slip into the mindsets of three different professions: preachers, prosecutors, and politicians. In each mode, we take on a particular identity and use a distinct set of tools. We go into preacher mode when our sacred beliefs are in jeopardy, and we deliver sermons to protect and promote our ideal. And we enter into prosecutor mode when we recognize flaws in other people's reasoning. We marshal arguments to prove them wrong and win our case. And we shift into politician mode when we are seeking to win over an audience. We campaign and lobby for approval of our constituents. Instead, he puts forth that we should be thinking like scientists, being actively open-minded, searching for reasons why we might be wrong, not looking for things to reinforce what we already know, but then revising our views on what we learn. Grant also provides ways to help others see new possibilities using motivational interviewing. He suggests that you do this by asking open-ended questions, using reflective listening, and affirming the person's desire and ability to change. I once again found this book applicable in all areas of my life. I was able to practice thinking like a scientist when my team would bring situations to me and I wanted to go down one of the three mindsets. This book also made me think more about communication with my family members and how I could improve those conversations too. It really was applicable in so many situations and made me take a step back from conversations and really think before I applied. The third book, which I didn't want to like, I tell you right from the beginning, I don't know why, there was just something about it. I thought it was a little, I don't know, not as well written and written more in kind of not proper English and not in a way that you would speak in a business setting. And it's not. It's more of the way you would chat with your girlfriend. Maybe after you had a few drinks, it might be the way you chat with your girlfriend. So this book really was, and we all had to come to terms with it. It was something we all agreed on in the group, that we were kind of taken aback by the way it was written and the flavor to it. And that the other books that we had really, that we had read were more like operation books, like operational systems to put in place and things like that. Hers was more of a theory and a feeling and how to create a mindset. You know, we really had to think more about how to change your attitude and get a healthy relationship with money, which is more of what this book was about. And I loved her definition of rich. Oh, it was so good. So her definition of rich was able to afford all the things and experiences required to fully experience your most authentic life. Now, wait, I have to say that again because I really felt it was that powerful. The definition of rich is able to afford all the things and experiences required to fully experience your most authentic life. That started me thinking differently about my life and what my current mindset was. One of her quotes in this book was really good. She said, "The walls of your comfort zone are lovingly decorated with your lifelong collection of favorite excuses." So all those excuses are preventing you from getting to where you want to be. And me personally, I felt like I had a good relationship with money. I think I still do. But this definitely made me realize I had put up walls for no reason. I put boundaries on my thinking about how much money I could make and what it took to do it. I told myself stories or excuses about why I could make unlimited money. I have 6 kids and my focus is on them. True, but I wanted more than just money. I wanted a life of interactions with my kids and travel and fun. And I realized that I actually can have all three. So why limit my dreams to only what I've decided is possible? So look, my three main takeaways for Jen Sincero's book is money isn't evil. If you have an adversarial relationship with it, you will keep from realizing your full potential. 2, putting positive energy into the universe, especially about finances, will do wonders to improve your situation. And to make money goals become more reality, get specific about the amount of money you want to have and specifically how you will use it. She really pushes you to think beyond what you have in front of you and to ask the universe for help. When she starts to talk about the universe, I wanted to shut down my thoughts as it sounds a little intangible and admittedly a little too out there for me. But having read The Power of What You Don't Know, I tried to use my scientist mode to learn, to lean into this, and to wrap my head around it. It is a different way of thinking. And then again, it isn't. She likened it to the voice in your head, a spiritual guide, or knowing that there is something bigger than you at work here. Some people call it the little voice in your head. Okay, I can get on board with that and delve deeper into changing my attitude to fit with this new outlook on making money. This was like a really easy read. She's funny and she's very authentically herself, which is kind of cool. And I really enjoyed reading about someone else's journey and taking tips from her experience and applying them to my life. Well, we read several books in 2022. These three really made an impact on the way I work and I lead my team and my life. And I highly recommend them. And if you want to continue the conversation or join our women's book club, you can reach out to me. Head over to my website at firststepsfinancial.com and click on that Let's Talk button. And you can also hit follow here to get updated on when we drop the next podcast.